Namaste friends, Suswagatam and welcome to our Sunday edition of Words of Wisdom Gyan Ganga on our Virat Hindustan Sangam social media channels. As you are aware, we are not only on YouTube, but we are on Facebook, Spaces, numerous podcasts and other social media channels by which our viewers can hear us or view us across the globe. And we know that around 121 countries members and viewers watch us live on Sunday or can hear our recording on YouTube on our Virat Hindustan Sangam section, where you can hear today's program or on the past programs and watch Dr. Swami and other speakers speak on interesting topics. Our forefathers have passed on several traditions, rituals and lifestyle to follow to lead a healthy, successful and fulfilling life. Each of these traditions and rituals have an astrological significance of appeasing different planets which govern different dimensions of our life. Unfortunately, the modern generation has forgotten many of these traditions, rituals and lifestyle in the name of westernization and the so-called modern scientific mindset. Today we will be discussing in the next 45 minutes a very interesting topic of traditions and rituals and their link with astrology. And Dr. Swami and our guest, Mr. Hanish Bagga, will be discussing this topic. I'll just briefly tell you about Mr. Hanish Bagga. He is the founder of Acharya Ganesh, a web portal, and he's an expert astrologer and Jyotish, and he has newly launched comprehensive astrology web portal, Acharya Ganesh. Hanish has over 18 years of experience in the corporate field in the information technology and telecom sector. From a rewarding corporate career, Hanish moved to his true calling of supporting people in their transformational journey through astrology and Vastu consultation over 12 years ago. Since then, he has over 25,000 satisfied clients in India and across the world. Hanish is an eminent Astro Vastu expert and specializes in synchronizing your living and working space with your astrological chart to ensure that the positive energies work in your favor. This has a direct bearing on your health, well-being, relationship, prosperity and abundance. His unique way of synthesizing these two sciences, astrology and Vastu, has benefited many. So we have a very important aspect and something from our ancient culture, and we will be discussing this, as I mentioned, for the next 45 minutes. I have to thank my co-host Ramesh Swami and Professor Arvind Chaturvedi from Delhi, and our technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Tejas Navalgul, Swami Nathan, Ishwar Iyer, Rakesh Gadgi, Vishal Mehta and Ajesh Nair for their background support to put this weekly program together. With these words, it is over to Dr. Subramaniam Swami to initiate today's discussion on this important aspect of our Indian tradition and rituals which with relations to astrology. Over to Dr. Swami.
Thank you, Jagdish, and welcome Mr. Hanish Bagga to this forum, and we are all looking very eagerly to hear from you. This is one of the most fascinating subjects for most Indians, and there's all aspects of life we will see astrology being referred to. When there is a question of when a baby is born, it has to be given a name. Astrology is consulted. Marriages, then auspicious time for doing something. For instance, I know one prime minister who used to, for cabinet reshuffle, also select the best time to announce it. So India is a good, tremendous faith. And this is, you know, the Rishi, I think Rishi Parashar, probably gave it the first sound basis. I personally have experienced many, many predictions, which I thought would be totally untrue. will not happen, but it happened. During the emergency, when I was in campaigning against the emergency in America, I decided to return back to India. And because there was nothing happening in India, and I couldn't go on campaigning in America without something happening. So I decided to go to Parliament and get arrested. And I told this to an astrologer who happened to be my brother-in-law, also my elder sister's husband. And I said, I'm going back to India. I'm going to get arrested. He said, you'll never get arrested. So I said, how do you know? I've been talking to Mrs. Gandhi or what? He said, no, I've seen your horoscope. You can't get arrested. And indeed, I came. I had the 18 cases against me, and warrant, Interpol notice, everything. And came to Delhi, went to Parliament, spoke for about 10 seconds during the obituary session, and then left Parliament and went back to America, which people find very hard to believe. But I had the confidence of this thing. It happened again once in 2016 or 15, I think, when the Attorney General Mudgal Rohtgi and Arun Jaitley, along with two Congress people, decided to get me arrested on hate speech. And so they got a warrant issued from the borders of Assam with Bangladesh. And a warrant was issued, and the Assam police also came to Delhi to arrest me. But it just happened, and I was ready. I packed up my bags and their thing, and I was going to give a welcome to the Assam police. But the previous day of its coming, I met Andhra Juna, who was a Parsi and a very fantastic lawyer. And he said, what is this problem? And later on, of course, Jethmalani and also Nariman and others, who said, you can't just go like a goat. Let's go to Supreme Court. And we went to Supreme Court, and we got a stay. And poor Assam people, they had to go back with empty-handed. But I'm saying that I was told that my horoscope is made that way. And sometimes people ask me, why are you so bold? Aren't you afraid of being arrested? I said, my horoscope says I won't be arrested. So I'm trying that. So like that, I think today we would like not only the science of astrology, but also, there are some aspects which I'd like to explain. For instance, Vargotama, which is a unique concept to Indian astrology. And that is where, comparing the where the stars are, and on that basis they draw up a Janampatri. And then Vargotama, I think Mr. Bhaga will explain, is a concept which no Western country has, and it's a very powerful concept. And so, therefore, what is our gift from our ancestors? And now we must take it seriously and develop it further and further. And who can we have than a scientist who took to astrology? And the two combination is deadly. So over to you, Mr. Harish Bhaga. We are all waiting for you, waiting for your speech.
Thank you, sir. Namaskar. Thank you, sir. Thank you to the team. Team has invited me and given me opportunity to discuss about Indian rituals and all astrological remedies behind these rituals. This is the most interesting and important topic in our life. But before coming to the topic, as sir has suggested, I should discuss the Vargotama concept and one important yoga which you have in your chart. So I need to discuss these two points first, and then I'll come to the topic. Sir, Vargottama is a most beautiful concept given by Rishi Parashar, and other rishis also followed this. Vargottama means there is a position in the birth chart, a planet in a particular position, maybe in a sign, in a say for example, Jupiter is in sign number 4, Cancer sign, just an example. Now, in the other charts, in the divisional chart, maybe in the D9 chart, which is known as Navamansha chart, Jupiter is again in the same sign, that is called Vargottama. Even in my chart, I have Jupiter Vargottama. My Jupiter is in a Pisces sign, and it is Vargottama in D9. So when we talk about this Vargottama, that means that planet becomes very, very powerful. And the result of that planet, it is really difficult to handle. Now, what is the meaning? Difficult to handle means it is really difficult to change result. If it will give you good result, it will give you extremely good result. If it will give you start giving you bad result, it will give you extremely bad result. So it becomes very, very powerful. And no, normally in 90%, 95% cases, Vargottama planet gives good result. In some cases, there are some exceptional rules. It may give bad result. So that is the power of Vargottama planet. Just like Vargottama planet, there is a concept of Vargottama Lagna, which is again a very, very powerful concept, which is coming with the same. Here we are not talking about the planet, we are talking about the Lagna, the number, the sign in the Lagna, the first house. Lagna means first house. So if that sign carries the same in your D9 chart, D9 is a chart which is the crux of D1 chart, which is known as Navamansha. If it is same, that means the whole chart becomes extraordinary power. So there are three things. One, Lagna Vargottama. Two, Planet Vargottama. And three, Lagna Lord Vargottama. If all three is in your favor, you are not a common man. That person is not common. He is not here in this life for doing all common activities. No, not at all. That is the beauty of Sir Vargottama. From my little knowledge, I've just tried to share whatever I know. I may be wrong, or my information may be not complete in nature, but I try to explain this. And another point, which is a special yoga, sir, in your chart, and that yoga is your chart has a most beautiful planet, Jupiter, which is supportive out of the world. I should not discuss your complete chart in this forum, but yes, that planet made the difference. And I have seen that planet in my, I have seen very less combination which you have, sir, in your chart. Very less number of people, but wherever I have seen this combination, these people are not normal. They are extraordinary. Be it their businessmen or into a job or wherever they are in their sector, they are champions. That is the beauty of the chart. One planet changes the whole story.
You're talking about me or in general?
Yes, sir. You as well and general as well. So the placement of that planet, which is changing the whole scenario, which is giving chart 1,000 times more power. So that is the point. And that the planet Jupiter can do that. Yeah. And I've seen very less chart with such kind of combination. Very, very less. And all these are changes. Now, sir, coming back to the mainstream topic, the topic is Indian rituals and traditions. So if I divide this topic into pieces or phases of life, so I should start with the childbirth and finish with the death. there are rituals which starts with the childbirth. The first ritual, although there are a lot of different rituals because we are a big country, we have a lot of different kind of religions, societies are different, systems are different, different kind of family setups. Although everyone do not follow all the systems because there are some family traditions as well. But there are some places where after childbirth, the first thing they offer to the child is shahad, honey, on the tongue here. That is the first ritual. That means the astrological significance of this is Mars, honey is Mars, and sweet in nature. So whenever you speak, it should be sweet. One. Tongue is Venus. When Mars and Venus both are in conjunction, that means power, that means luxury. Good health, Mars is for good health and Venus is for luxury. We pray from God, this child should have Venus and Mars both in conjunction in such a way that this child should get all the luxuries and all the power, the fitness, health and length both. That is the first ritual. Now, someone may ask, why only Mars? So the concept is when Mars and Venus both are in conjunction, it makes Moon, wherever it is. Now, why Moon? The logic is Venus is female for your relationship. Different astrological science talks, they follow different rules. But primarily, Venus is female and Mars is male, or the male energy and feminine energy and male energy. Like Venus and Mars, when both will be in connection, they'll make virtual Moon there. And Moon is Ma Ki Mamta, motherhood. So when there is a connection between male and female, Moon is created, and the rule is when Moon is created, that means this child, whenever apne samay par, we are saying this, he should have more babies. So generation aage badegi. So that is the most beautiful concept. One, and second very important point is when Moon is created, and one more logic I should also discuss this, Moon is exalted in sign number 2. And second sign or second Rashi in Kal Purush Kundli is for mouth. So Moon in second house, Moon exalted. And why Moon is in second house? Because after birth, the first thing which is required is mother's milk. And milk is represented by Moon. So Sun is exalted and most powerful in sign number 1, which is Kal Purush Kundli, Aries sign, first house. Now Sun is Atma. Atma hamare shareer mein hai. When Atma take birth, just after that, first thing is required, mother's love and mother's milk. So Sun is exalted in Aries and Moon is exalted in sign number 2. So that is another beautiful concept. And no planet is bad in sign number 2 because there is no koi neech ka hai nahi. So maa ki god mein sare bachche same hai. And mother is for every child same. That is why Moon is there. And Mars plus Venus makes virtual Moon there. So that child will get good health, good wealth. So this is the first ritual. Just after that, we have another ritual in North India. We follow. Haath mein kada pehnate hain bachchon ko. Silver bangle. Now this, if we talk about astrology in our body, human body. So this first house is the head and second house is face, third house is hands. And silver is another representation of moon. So moon plays very important role in our life. So if in our hands we are wearing silver kada, so that means in our third house we have, because moon is man as well. Haath mein kada pehna means man karega. And third house of action lene ka. That means it will make us creative, more energetic. And another rule is, if moon is in third house, wherever is Mars in the chart, it is exalted. It becomes good. So Mangal will become good. Mangal will start giving you Mangalik result. So moon in third house. So that is why if moon is in third house, kada yahan isliye pehante hain ki Mangal achha result dene lag jaye. And everything around us is Mangal ya Mangal. Mangal means we are happy. Amangal means we are not happy. There is some bad news or something bad going around. That is why we are not happy Amangal. So Mangal plays important role, and all other planets are actually either giving us good result, which is Mangalik Karya, like childbirth, bad result like death. So these are two concepts, Mangal, Amangal. So moon plays an important role. So that is another very beautiful ritual. So this is related to, we can say, just after childbirth, ये सब कुछ होता है. ये हमारे primary rituals हैं. So after that, there is another beautiful ritual which is again related to young age, 2 years, 3 years of age. There is a sanskar called Mundan sanskar, when we baal hata dete hain, and which is another very beautiful ritual. Usme the agenda is sunlight comes to head directly. So all your neurons, this whole area, start, it is actually activated. So when sunlight comes here, are all the full the factory of human body and the brain, it starts working and start taking action. That is another beautiful ritual. And then lot of other things, body parts starts activated. It starts getting activated. So gradually we feel like we feel more energetic, and then body start taking shape. That is another beautiful ritual at the time of childbirth, or within 2-3 years, 4 years, we all perform. Sir, and after that, sir, and after that, there are other rituals like after this when which is a form of infancy, or you can say just after that, there is a childhood period, which is there are some other rituals like thread wearing ceremony, like Janeu ceremony, and then there is one more ceremony which is Vidyaram ceremony, which is also plays very important role in our life. Then wearing of choti, which is again the old ritual, traditional ritual, keeping choti here, old traditional style. All these three rituals are very, very important. The Janeu sanskar, which also gives us some sort of, you know, focused approach towards education. So because that time is for education. So just and after that, and there is one more very important event, which is Vidya Arambh, start of education, which also plays a very, very important role in our life. And at that time, there is a ritual of praying to Mata Saraswati and Lord Ganesha. Why Mata Saraswati and Lord Ganesha? We are doing nothing. We are just settling all the planetary, you know, energies. If we are praying Mata Saraswati, that means Mata Saraswati is the goddess, and Rahu is actually following Mata Saraswati. So in the education, the planets which creates trouble in our life, they are actually Rahu Ketu primarily. And Rahu himself pray to Mata Saraswati. So that means if we'll pray Mata Saraswati, Rahu will be settled. And Rahu is uncertainty. And Rahu and Ketu, these are two planets which gives actually eclipse to sun and moon. So moon means man. If influence of Rahu is there on our man, so man vichilit ho jayega. So for settling that man, so that whole focus will be towards education only, this ritual our forefathers has explained us and discussed in detail with generations. Hame ye karna chahiye aur kyun karna chahiye. That is another important point. And the another planet is Mercury. Mercury is basically your brain. And Jupiter is knowledge. There are two planets. Mercury holds the knowledge. Jupiter delivers the knowledge. Lord Ganpati is for Mercury. If you are praying Lord Ganpati, that means we are saying, Mercury, please help us and give me the energy, your good vibes, so that I can learn. That is why we always say schools are Mercury and teachers are Jupiter. So these are some simple concepts which we should follow.
Can I ask you a question at this stage?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is Nichabanga and what is the significance of Nichabanga Raja Yoga?
Sir, okay, before explaining Nich Banga, I should explain what is Nich. Then Banga. Banga means break.
Break.
So Nich means negative. Nich means negative. When we are saying negative, that means planet will start giving you negative result. And Banga means reverse of Nich. That means if a specific planet, let me give you some example. Say if sun is in sign number 7, which is Tula, sun is Nich. If Saturn, or another example, if Saturn is in sign number 1, Saturn is Nich. Now what is Nich Banga? If Saturn is Nich and Mars is sitting with Saturn, so Mars is owner of the sign Aries. So Saturn is bad, Saturn is Nich in Aries sign, and owner of that sign is sitting with Saturn. This is Nich Banga, one category of Nich Banga. Now, another category of Nich Banga, if Saturn is in Aries and Mars is in 10th sign, which is a powerful Nich Banga, where Saturn is saying, I am Nich, I am negative in your sign, but I am giving you whole power to become Uchka, which is highest powerful in your chart. So this is another type of Nich Banga, which is even more powerful. So in one sign, if planet is negative in the same sign, in the same sign of that planet represented by the planet, if another planet is sitting, and that planet is exalted, so that is again a powerful Nich Banga. It is actually Nich Banga Raj Yoga. Why you are saying Raj Yoga, sir, here? Because Raj Yoga means something extraordinary. It is rare.
Yes. There's another question. Are you through? Are you finished? Shall I ask another question?
Yes, sir.
Will India go to war with China?
Not now, sir. It will take time. Maybe a small infiltration, nothing much. I don't see it is coming in very near future. It may take some years. And something will happen, it will be very minor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jagdish, your turn.
DG, you are continuing your discussion. I think you're continuing your, you come to the childhood part. I think you have to, you are continuing your talk.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
He spoke about the threat ceremony. So the next is Vivaha and then next, then we can go ahead.
So if I break this into four parts, and then one is lifestyle. So two parts we have already discussed. When there is a child birth, then there is a childhood, then the third one is the marriage rituals and all. So now there are marriage rituals in North India. In North India, there is a beautiful ceremony which is known as Haldi ceremony. The turmeric powder we apply on our face or body. And the reason behind is we need support or blessing of Jupiter, because turmeric powder or turmeric root is represented by planet Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is the most important planet in our chart. A lot of people say, I have a Rahu Dasha, Rahu is not good, screwed my life. No. Rahu alone cannot do anything. Someone say, Saturn is bad, my life is screwed. No, not at all, not possible. No planet work in silo. All planet work in conjunction. Any event in the life, any event. So now Jupiter, without support of Jupiter, marriage cannot take place. Not possible. Because the signification is Jupiter signifies second house. Second house of extension in family. Their moon is exalted. And Jupiter is giving signification. That means extension in family means adding family member. So that means for a male, adding family member means wife is coming and joining. So the head count is increasing. Whereas for a female, वहाँ पे भी तो they are getting some relation, right? तो उनको दामाद मिल रहा है. So extension in family. And what will happen after that? Childbirth. That is another extension in family. And then it keeps growing. So Jupiter plays important role. That is why the Haldi ceremony, one. Very important point related to Jupiter is, Jupiter is bad in the chart, 50% of chart is gone. And I'm sure about it. The reason why I'm sure about it is, Jupiter is owning two houses or two signs, 9 and 12, exalted in one sign, which is 4. Significator for 2, 5, 9, 11, 12. So 12 is also own house or own sign. You can take 12 means Pisces. 9th is also same. 5 is also added. 2, 5, 9, 11 and 12. So now 11 plays important role. So 5 and 11, these two houses. So if we talk about Jupiter, 2 means my health, my family, extension in the family, my stored money, my wealth. 5, Vidya, Buddhi, Santan, childbirth and romance. That is 5th. So Jupiter plays important role here as well. Then we talk about 9th, which is a father, and your spiritual connection, this life, next life. 11 is your income. Although in 11, Saturn also plays important sign. I'm talking important role. I'm talking about Aquarius sign. A lot of people do not understand why Jupiter is giving good result or why Jupiter is important. In today's discussion, in my next ritual, I will explain how Jupiter and Saturn both plays important role. And then 12th is Pisces sign, which is the last one. So Pisces sign, if we talk about Pisces, this is investment. This is your sleep. This is Akash Tattva. In my observation, Rahu plays important role because Rahu is also Akash Tattva and Jupiter is oxygen. So when Jupiter is powerful, oxygen is near to Earth. We can breathe. If Rahu is powerful, oxygen is thinner. It goes up. That means when we climb the mountain, oxygen becomes thinner and thinner. So wahan pe Rahu ka role badh jata hai. And that place is not good for human beings, for all other people, for all other animals as well, because breathing is a bit tough. So Jupiter plays an important role there. Now, if we talk about our family life, 12th sign is our bedroom. And it plays an important role in our sleep. So if sleep is disturbed, we are not happy. One day, 2 days, 3 days, it's okay. But for a longer time, if sleep is disturbed, it simply gives health-related challenges. So here, Jupiter plays an important role. So 2, 5, 2, 4. 4 is exalted again. 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, 12. 6 houses. 6 houses. Direct intervention of Jupiter. Direct. So in 12 houses, 6 controlled by Jupiter. Without help of Jupiter, big Rajyogas will never execute. There are only 2 planets. One is Jupiter, another one is Saturn. Saturn also plays a very important role. So now, the next ritual. Now, I will take a pause here for this Jupiter-Saturn combination point here. And then when, there is one more. I'll come to this point again. Another point is Sun, Havan, which is again related to Sun. At the time of marriage, Havan, there is a fire. When we talk about fire, आग को कहा गया है देवताओं का मुख, माउथ, देवदास. तो जब हम आग में कुछ डालते हैं तो वो एक्चुअली वी आर प्रेइंग फ्रॉम देवदास कि प्लीज टेक दिस एंड गिव अस योर ब्लेसिंग. एंड अग्नि इज अ प्रकट देवता. वी कैन नॉट, देयर प्रकट देवता सन एज वेल, मून एज वेल, बट वी कैन नॉट कॉल सन हियर ऑन द अर्थ एंड से विल टेक 7 Fere, the representation is fire. And why 7? Saat Fere. It is commonly saying Saat Janmo Garishta, but it is actually 7 planets. Because 7 planets are there which has body, and 2 planets, they do not have any body. The physical presence is Rahu Ketu. So praying actually 7 planets at the time of marriage. Saat Fere.
That's
again a very important concept. Sir. Now, after the 7 Fere, there is a very important ritual. Kanyadan. And before that, there is a important ritual, which is Mangal Sutra Pehnana. Mangal Sutra is actually gold ornament, but it is strange. It has black color beads. Strange. Very strange. Black color is represented by Saturn, which is Dukh Ka Devta. Planet of giving us learning, sorrow, pain, trouble, problem. And we are saying ki aap use gale mein pehen rahe hain aur pehna rahe hain at this time. Why? Because Saturn in Lagna, Kal Purush Kundli, Saturn to neech ka ho na, aur aap gale mein use pehna rahe hain ki ye lo, take this and feel the pain. No, it is not like this. Jupiter is also there. That is gold. When Saturn and Jupiter both are together, that is a in transit, it is called double transit. Now there are multiple reasons behind this. Now what we are saying, when Saturn and Jupiter, and there is an astrology technique which I follow, when Saturn and Jupiter both are together in any house in chart, I simply remove the sign from there and put sign number 11. Because in a 11th sign is for wish fulfillment, fulfillment of desire. Whenever Saturn and Jupiter both are in connection, there is a fulfillment of desire because both starts giving you blessings. That is the only place. Let me, I heard something, because I'm not sure, I've never been to those literatures, but I heard something, because when Meghnath ka jab janam ho raha tha, Ravan was so powerful, Ravan used to control all the planets. So Ravan said all the planets will go there in 11th sign, which is for wish fulfillment. Every planet was there. And Ravan was sure no one can kill Meghnath. So Ravan was the most intelligent, most powerful astrologer, or you can say the learned person, the Pandit, the Prakand Pandit, the extreme layer of Panditai, or the extreme knowledge. And he was interested to keep all the planets in that sign, or 11th sign, which is where Jupiter and Saturn both controls and both gives blessing. Karma or Dharma, dono ek saath. Jupiter is for Dharma and Saturn is for Karma. When Dharma and Karma both start giving you blessing, so that means whatever karma you will do, Dharma will support you, or whatever Dharma you will do, Karma will support you. That is the sign number 11, Aquarius sign. Aquarius sign people, they are blessed. Now, the point is, in the Kundali, in the chart, 11th house planet is the best friend for Lagna. Is my body and wish fulfillment, because Lagna says whatever will happen with the body. I may feel luxury, I may feel pain, I may feel enjoyment, sadness, learning, disability, or Rajyoga, whatever will be there, I will face all this, right? And all my desires will be fulfilled by my 11th house. So that is why मुझे तो ये लगता है कि अगर 11वां घर किसी के साथ है तो उसकी सारी इच्छाएं पूरी होने वाली है. If 11th sign is in your favor, or 11th house in your birth chart in your favor, all your wishes will be fulfilled. Correct? This is the best friend, and we are connecting both and saying your wishes will be fulfilled. That is another beautiful ritual. Now another which is most common in North India, ज़्यादातर जगह होता है मांग भरने का. There is a system, there is a ritual at the just after fere. Now this ritual, because that is red in color, and this head is first house, Kal Purush Kundli owned by Mars, red color. So Mars is prominent here. So till the time Mars is here, so that means Saubhagyavati. Mars will himself follow, and Mars is Senapati. तो आपका आपकी रक्षा मंगल करे सेनापति बन के. दैट इज अनदर. ऑल दीज आर नथिंग बट रेमेडीज और प्रेइंग टू गॉड. गॉड, दिस आर बॉडी यू हैव क्रिएटेड, एंड व्हाट वी आर डूइंग, वी आर प्रेइंग. ऑल दीज रिचुअल्स आर नथिंग बट प्रेइंग. करेक्ट. मंगल सूत्र एंड आफ्टर दैट देर इज अ फूड फॉर ऑल, मे बी डिनर और लंच और अ भोज. which is again a remedy for good marks. Start, a lot of people donate food. They make their marks good. And marks good means mangal. And the last phase, if I talk about in for the session, is the death ritual. Death rituals are also very, very important. And actually, these are the most important rituals. We should be very, very sensitive about this. Death rituals is jo raakh hoti hai, ashes. हम उसे गंगा में फ्लो करते हैं, स्पेशली इन नॉर्थ इंडिया देयर इज अ कल्चर. एंड व्हाई इन गंगा एंड प्राइमरीली इन हरिद्वार. जब देवताओं का और राक्षसों ने मिलके व्हेन दे डिसाइडेड टू गो फॉर अमृत, सागर मंथन हुआ. उसके बाद जब उनमें अमृत को लेने के लिए जब वो झड़प चली, समथिंग हैपेंड, तो कुछ बूंदे गिरी, उसमें से सम ड्रॉप्स वाज देयर एट हरिद्वार. ये वाला जो हरिद्वार का मेन घाट है, एंड दिस इज द प्लेस जहां पे हम अस्थि विसर्जन करते हैं नॉर्मली. सो विच इज द एशेस we do jal pravah there. That means and astrology says Rahu is our forefathers, job nahi hai, pitra. So all our forefathers, ye jo astiyan hai ye wahan pe chali jayengi, astiyan Rahu mein mila do and in the Ganga. And what is Ganga? Ganga is holy river. Water means moon, holy means Jupiter. That means inko mukti mile. That is why Haridwar plays important role, the Ganga plays very important role in our dharma, hamari life mein. It plays very, very important role. So ashes. Now, this is the remedy. Indirectly, we are praying from moon and Rahu, please give them good gati. After that, there is a Mrityu Bhoj, we all know. There is a process of Mundan as well, we all know. Then we lot of people, there is a tradition of hair, baal daan kar dete hum. So that is another important ritual. Then there is a ritual. After that, there are some families which say 3rd day, 4th day, 11th day, 13th day, 17th day. There are different rituals at different times. They follow this. And there is a rasma of pagadi. That means giving ownership to the next generation. And why only pagadi? Why not mala? Why not something, some other thing? Maybe kuch haath mein hold karne ke liye de dete. Why only pagadi? Because pagadi means your head is covered. And in Jyotish, 10th Kendra is most powerful. And if people wear pagadi in all dharmas, a lot of people, Sikhs always wear this. Hindu mein bhi topi pehenne ka bahut prachalan hai. Purane time mein toh there are different type of safa topi people used to wear. There's nothing, but they all are related to Rahu 10th house, which is related to career and karma. So Rahu, the wearing cap, Rahu Maharaj, please give us your blessing for performing our karma for this life. And the old tradition was, a male was used to wear this and female sar pe chunni rakhti thi, covering the head. Ki Rahu Dev, please give us your blessing so that we can perform our karma in this life. So it is nothing but asking support from Rahu. Please support. Tarataraku remedy. Indirectly, we used to perform or all other remedies, right? Then the last remedy or which we perform, which is a Shraddh Karma. Shraddh Karma means the worst sign in the chart is Scorpio. Scorpio means death. Scorpio means death. When moon goes in Scorpio, your mood is off. Because man, death wali jagah par hamesha off hi rehta hai. Mood is off. No one is happy when there is a death. So if death happens, that means your moon actually shifts into eighth signs of Scorpio. You are sad. You are unhappy. You are emotionally very weak. Correct? So Shraddh Karma, at the time of Shraddh, we used to offer, or it is suggested to offer white color things as well, like curd, like kheer, and add some sugar there. So kheer means sugar is added. Add Mars. So Amangal ko Mangal kariye and offer this to Panditji, Pujari, priest. That is Jupiter. So we are, what we are saying, we are asking moon to correct, asking help from Mars and Jupiter to make this Amangal and convert this Amangal into Mangal. Mood into good mood. Because jo hona tha wo to ho chuka. You cannot stop it. You can just change your mood. And life goes on. So this is the last ritual, sir, which we all follow, and there are a lot of reasons behind it.
Thank you, Haniji. Very interesting. You, entire life of a human being, you have linked it with astrology and how this tradition and rituals can influence a person. You have nicely put it. My friends on the panel would definitely like to ask you some questions on behalf of the viewers. And I think I would request Dr. Swami to start if he has any doubts on any of these issues, and then we will start asking more questions.
No, I have no questions. I'll let Arvind and Ramesh ask questions.
Before we go ahead, there is a question from the viewer from Pune. Can you please tell us about India's planetary position and leadership? Although it's a little away from the subject, but a general thing, if you can just sum up for the benefit of Usha Priya from Pune.
Sure, sir. In today's scenario, or the current setup, the planetary position and India's position on the world forum or the platform. Saturn shifting to sign number 11, which transit already happened on 17th of January. This will play very, very important role in our life, for this country, for our country. This 11th sign for our country is the best sign. So Saturn going in 11th sign and 10th house. So that means lot of good deeds, good initiatives will be taken and country will rise. One, which is an important point. And not only for these another 2.5 years, which is till approximately April 2025, no. I'm saying, if you talk about a little longer, say for 10 years time, overall, India will rise, speed will be 2x or 3x or other 4x. So we have a bright future coming in next 10 years. I can from my eyes, whatever I can see is exponential growth. But there'll be some smaller tenures will be a bit difficult as well. Because no 10 years in a row cannot be good or cannot be bad. there'll be negative events as well. But yes, we are growing and speed will be fastest. Okay.
I know this is very difficult to predict, but can you take this question, please, from Nishant, if possible?
We want to see.
One is our Ichcha, other is what is God's will. You know, one is our will, and there is God's will. I know, if it's fine, if it's okay, if you don't want to answer.
No. I'm not saying this, because for this matter, we need to see some other points as well. So other points is data. I love to answer. Chart is supportive.
Okay.
Chart is supportive. Dasha is the dasha is Ketu. If we will handle Ketu, spirituality differently, answer is yes.
Okay.
Because Ketu is looking inward and connection with spirituality and connection with tradition. So Ketu is the key to success, and answer is yes. Chances are very high.
Okay. So what's your opinion on retrograde Jupiter? After this, Arvindji, you can jump in. I'm just going to take viewer questions, that's why.
Sir, retrograde Jupiter, all planets are... There are five planets who gets retrograde. So when we talk about retrograde planet, that means planet is shifting direction, means switching from one direction to other. If it is going this side, it will actually move backward, which is a retrograde planet. Retrograde planet gives a result when in transit, it becomes retrograde. And it is very, very powerful. If you talk about Vedic Jyotish, it is very powerful. Now, the point is, it starts giving to different houses result as well. Sometimes last the previous house and sometimes seventh house. It changes the position. That means just opposite, wherever it is.
So, what if two planets are placed in the same place, respective places in both the chart, in Rashi and Avamsa?
So, this is Vargottam, no? In the same Rashi, in the D1 chart and D9 chart, it is Vargottama. Now, Mancha is same. What if two planets is placed in the same respective place? Yes. See, the concept of combination of planet is, if one planet is good, if there are two planets, one is good, one is bad. So the first planet, which is good, it will give all the things, all the goodness to this planet. And this planet will give, one planet will give to second, and second will give to first. Now, important point is, if both are good, that is fantastic. If one good and one bad, so they change their position. I'll give you an example. You and me both are carrying our lunch. At the time of lunch, we sit together and have lunch. What will I offer? I offer you whatever I'll carry. So if I'm carrying vada pav, I can offer you vada pav. And you are carrying dosa, you will give me dosa. So whatever I have, I will give it to you. You will also enjoy, or whatever you will have, I will also enjoy. So they support each other. If one is good, another one is bad. Bad will hand over its badness to the next planet, the good planet, and good planet will give goodness to the bad planet.
So kind of even out there.
Yes. So we need to see which is good and which is bad, and through dasha we can immediately check where and which dasha we will get what kind of result.
Okay. Arunji, go ahead.
Okay. Bhanishji, you are really an expert, and your narration about different situations shows that. And viewers are really very impressive, which is reflected in the questions they ask and the comments they make.
I have 7 different questions. And all these questions are basically from a common man's perspective. Common man's perspective. I know there's not sufficient time for me to ask all the questions and you to answer all the questions. I'll try to combine the questions and ask very briefly. My first question relates to the common man's perception of impression of Jyotish. This is, every day we look for the best time, muhurt, shubh muhurt. For anything that we do, we look for a good time. Now, people say, if you are doing something good, any time is good time. But then what is Jyotish doing? Every day, televisions and newspapers, they predict the Rahu Kal. They predict Abhijit Muhurt. They predict different kind of Muhurt if you are taking a particular decision, a particular time. Now, what does common man do in this confusing scenario when common man has no information or maybe not complete information about the Muhurt?
Sir, this is a very, very important question. And it is a common question which comes in everyone's mind. Whenever I open TV, there are the news channel, a lot of people are discussing.
Exactly.
The Muhurt plays important role, for sure.
Yes.
For sure. But it cannot be like this, you keep Muhurt for drinking water or having food. No. Muhurt is important at the time of starting. It is not necessary every day you start going for taking shower, you need to see the Muhurt. No, not at all. It happened. When it happened first time in your life, it happened. No Muhurt is required. This one. Second, the Rahu Kal. A lot of people say Rahu Kal is very bad. They are right. One should be a bit careful. But aisa nahi hai ki Rahu Kal mein kuch acha nahi hoga. Rahu Kal mein bhi bahut acha hota hai. If there are negative events, Rahu Kal is a good time. One. Agar wahi hona hai to Rahu Kal mein hoga. Usmein karna chahiye. One. Second, when your dasha, when transit of Rahu, and there are lot of other rules which are, they are in picture, only then Rahu Kal will play a bigger role. Correct? Otherwise, your minor role hoga. Your dasha is supportive, your time is good. I always say this, if time is on favor, if time is in your favor, your mistakes are taken as jokes. If time is not in favor, your jokes are taken as your mistakes.
Right.
Okay, my second question is symbolism. Symbolism in Hinduism, you mentioned many other things. My question is on the tika, tilak, which we put on the forehead. You talked about red sindoor at the time of wedding. But this tilak is done almost every day or on every pious occasion. Now, contrary to that, there is also one the antidote for bad things, which is called kala dhaga. Kala tika. So mothers put kala tika on the children's forehead to avoid any evil effect. So is this red tilak, when you start something in the day, in the morning, or for some good thing, is it enough? Because many people think, I mean, I know one politician, 365 days he wears this red tika, and he's a minister. He's not a minister because of this, but he does this for whatever reason. So I'm saying, haath mein trishul aur maathe par tilak, usne samjha bas ibadat ho gayi. So is this symbolism important?
Sir, let me give you the background of this tilak and importance of tilak. So this part of our body, head, this point, tilak we apply here.
Anish, I'm going to stop you. In Bihar and in Jharkhand, in certain area of Eastern UP, even for the weddings or any good occasion, they put tilak starting from the nose. It goes up to the head, forehead. So the length of the tilak is also important?
No. This area, this point.
this point plays very important role. If you go back to the people who do meditation, they say that concentrate here. Is both the eyes. Point.
Yes. Right.
Both eyes, yes. So when you apply tilak here, you feel there is something, and your focus goes here. At the time of puja or some ritual, we apply tilak here and close the eyes and say God, and then we apply tilak and do this. So whole of your concentration, your focus comes here, and from this power, this chakra, you actually pray to God. So tilak helps there. One point number one. Now another concept. this house, the first word, whatever you apply here, it goes in your first house. So if you apply Kesar, Jupiter in Lagna gives you education, gives you knowledge. If you apply Chandan, which is Venus, gives you luxury in life, happiness. If you apply Milk, health, wealth, and education. So every article or every item represented by some other planet. There is some significator planet. So this planet, whatever the planet, the item is there, the item represented by a planet, it starts giving you result here. So all of the remedies, whatever remedies we perform, we actually activate or try to change the placement of the planet virtually. We say, just an example, say by transit, say Jupiter is going in say sixth house, which is bad. Just an example. Now, if I apply tilak here, so I am actually praying from God, God, please, Jupiter, please help me to get result of Lagna, which means health, wealth, knowledge, especially the knowledge and wisdom. Correct. We normally avoid putting black color here, which is Saturn.
Kala dhaga in hand, or even in the neck.
Yes,
this is very North Indian type, it's not there in South India.
Yes, okay. But there is a logic behind it, sir. If let me give you the astrology, the rule. If Mercury in Lagna starts giving you bad result,
okay,
one should wear black dhaga.
So it is only for those people who have Mercury in Lagna.
Yes, and the condition is it should be bad.
Should be bad.
Retrograde.
Mercury is not always retrograde. There are other rules as well. If Mercury in Lagna and it is giving you bad result, then black dhaga, which is friend of Mercury, is Saturn. Sun, Mercury follows Sun, but friend of Saturn. So if Mercury is not, if Sun is not supportive to Mercury, that is why Mercury becomes bad. If Sun is not non-supportive, non-cooperative to Mercury, we should actually take help from Saturn to get Mercury corrected. That is a technical reason.
Friend of a friend.
Yes.
Friend of a friend.
Yes. Friend. So see, the simple logic is, if your mood is off, you need a friend. If your planet is start giving you bad result, please take help of another planet, but the friendly planet. Take help of this planet, perform the remedy, mix both, and they'll start, both will become good. Correct.
Okay.
Now, dhaga in hath mein, hath is third house. When Saturn is in third house, it is for courage.
Okay.
Kada pehna, aapko agar jaano to bahut sare log, lot of people wear kada, some people wear gold ka, some people wear chandi ka, some people iron ka, koi there is a rahu ka kada, steel kada. We wear this watch. Rahu. I want Rahu in my third house. I want support my Jupiter and Mars third house. So if I need this support, I'm wearing this. So this is the reason. If you need support from Saturn, wear black. If Mercury is in third house and bad, wear the black thread. So Saturn will start wearing.
Quick question.
Two quick questions I'm asking, they're linking the two. One is that you said there are good combinations. You said Venus and Mars is a good combination. Similarly, they say the Sun and Mercury, Buddha Aditya is also a very good combination. Now, I have seen horoscopes of many people who have Buddha Aditya Yoga. Now, Buddha Aditya, the Sun and the Mercury, which house it is in, actually the impact comes from there. So many people who say it is like a Raj Yoga or, for example, Gaj Keshri Yoga, these combinations, how important are these combinations and which particular house gives them more impact as compared to the other houses?
Sir, I have a different philosophy altogether. But let me come to this point. Buddha Aditya Yoga. Aditya is Sun, Buddha is Mercury. Correct? Sun, Mercury together. 80-85% people have this. Sun, Mercury,
correct.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. If all the people are king, then who
will be king? Absolutely correct. That is my question. That is my question.
Second, Jupiter and Moon both are together. Now, Jupiter and Moon, a lot of people say, this is very important yoga. But I have a different experience with this. Now, my experience is, let me crack this, how I crack in my classes when I teach. Jupiter is knowledge, Moon is mother. Mother knowledgeable. Mother has the knowledge. Correct? Now, मदर को भी मिला और हमको भी मिला बिकॉज अपना मन मून इज मन ठीक है बट नॉलेज इज गुड द ओनली पॉइंट इज आई हैव सीन लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु हैव दिस जुपिटर प्लस मून टुगेदर दे फेस चैलेंजेस इन देयर मैरिड लाइफ व्हाई दे टेक देयर पार्टनर गिव देम एडवाइस एंड देन इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर देम टू हैंडल इट बिकॉज दे थिंक दे आर इंटेलिजेंट बट एक्चुअली पार्टनर गिव देम advice.
So it is my fourth question. My fourth question, which is opposite of this combination. You know, there are many people who have these doshas. You said Mars in Lagan, 4th house, 7th house, 8th house or 12th house, Mangling. This Mangling effect, which is a negative effect. Similarly, people have Kal Sarpayog, people have Pitra Dosh, Pitra Shani Dev, Shani Dosh, शनि अगेन इज अ डिफरेंट टाइप शनि की ढैया ढाई साल के लिए शनि का साढ़े साथी फॉर सेवन एंड हाफ इयर्स सो व्हाट आर दी एंड हाउ टू हैव एंटीडोट हाउ टू निगेट द इफेक्ट्स ऑफ दीज दोषस
रिमेंबर इट्स 9:15 ओके यू कांट पुट टू मच स्ट्रेस ऑन आवर
या आई एम कटिंग डाउन माय क्वेश्चंस दे आर सेवन सो आई एम जस्ट
I mean, you can have a consultation session with Anish ji.
No, it is not for me. It is for public.
Yeah, but this time factor, we had agreed.
Okay. Last question. I mean, after you, Anish, I just have a last question, Anish ji. This is what it is. So you can just read it and then answer it together.
How important is the birth time? Does the chart change if there is a difference in minute?
Okay. And even a few hours, give or take a few. Because in olden days, they didn't have a perfect clock. They just said he was born on this day, right? So generally, how do we come to say that the horoscope is correct?
Sir, birth time plays very important role. It's very, very important. Now, if there are multiple methods. Now, if I follow multiple methods. I follow Vedic system as well. I follow Red Book, Lal Kitab as well. Because both, actually, Lal Kitab is an offshoot of Vedic Jyotish, nothing else. So, because everything is revenge, the style of prediction prediction style is different, nothing else. So now, Vedic says every minute there is a change. So Lagna changes in every minute because there are Lagnas which is for a shorter tenure, they are there in a day. There are longer Lagna as well. Fiery Lagnas are normally longer, which is 159, thoda sa lamba hota uska tenure. बाकी का थोड़ा छोटा होता है नॉर्मली लग्न आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस लग्न एंड डिग्री प्लेज इंपॉर्टेंट रोल नाउ because of degree, dasha, vimshatri dasha is there. And because of degree, if degree is not correct, your D9, D10 and charts like D7, D60, charts are, they're changing. Every 30 second charts are changing, 1 minute chart changing. There are different charts. Correct. So this is one way of understanding this. There is another system of Lal Kitab, which says only look at the chart placement and start trading. Finished. So here, when you do not have pinpointed accurate time, you can see before year 2000, the accuracy of clock or watches, the time accuracy was very less. People who born, their age is more than 35, 40, their time correction is required. Whereas Lal Kitab says, if Lagna is this, planets are sitting in this house, you can just predict. And there are symptoms for every planet. Correct? So as Arvind sir was asking, Jupiter, Moon together, what will happen? Correct? So there is a combination symptom and there is a placement symptom. Combination symptom means, Jupiter means curry and Moon means rice. So in logo ko curry rice khana bahut acha lagta hai. Correct? Now, if Jupiter, say another example, if Mercury is in your fifth house, just an example, and just by changing 2-3 minutes, it is shifting here and there, changing the house, correct? If time is not accurate, so what will you do? You need to check symptoms for, say, 6th house or 5th house, or 4th house or 5th house, say, jiske bhi water hoga, we need to check. So 5th house Mercury hoga. The rule is Mercury is in 5th house or in 5th in your birth chart near to your house. There will be a school. There will be a teacher. And if Mercury is in 4th house, superstitious. And if Mercury is in 6th house, problem related to intestine. Your maternal sisters and your mama's wife and your mother's sister, female, will be in trouble. Skin-related diseases. So all these things are, there are symptoms. We need to check, we need to ask questions, and then we finalize where it is going. It is going in 5th house or in 6th house. Another example, I'll take one very small example. If Ketu is in 12th house, if Ketu is in 12th house, head injury. But if it is going to 11th house, just by changing few degrees, 2 minutes here and there, 5 minutes here and there, these people spend like king. So there are two different ideologies, two different mindsets. Head related problem or lot of expenditure. So we need to find out, and then so birth time plays important role for sure. And if birth time is not correct, we should ask some question and we try to align it.
Arvindji's dosha question, and then Arvindji, you can conclude.
Yeah, is there any other question, sir?
No, Dr. Swami?
No.
Okay, Arvindji, you can conclude.
Thank you. Ani Hanish ji, today's program was so knowledgeable. And of course, this is an area, as Dr. Swami had said in the very beginning, everybody is concerned about it and everybody wants to know the future, and people do not have sufficient knowledge. So they follow different things. Some people go to the astrologers who read Bhojpatra. Some people believe in Nadi. Some people go to the roadside where a person is sitting with the parrots and the parrot is reading a card. And then you have the modern way of tarot cards. So there are different ways people are curious to know about the future. But the kind of knowledge that you have imparted today to our viewers is really very significant. And many people will be enriched through this. Thank you very much for this. Dr. Swami provided a very good introduction today. In fact, Dr. Swami did not reveal, but he is himself is a very good student of astrology, and he knows a lot. And when you are making comments, he was also smiling, and that one could make out, actually, he was reacting to your answers. Thank you, Ramesh. And Jagdish Shetty ji, in fact, one viewer commented that astrology is such a wide subject, we need 5 to 6 hours to completely discuss this. And indeed, 100 minutes or so In fact, we have just passed about 80 minutes. We have one of the longest program that we have had in World of Wisdom Gyan Ganga. But maybe we will invite you for a specific predictions or maybe some kind of situation analysis once again later. And thanks the technical team led by Ashish Shetty, Gadgi Rakesh, Ishwar Iyer, Swaminathan, Tejas Navalgul, Vishal Mehta, and Rajesh Nair. We will be meeting next Sunday again, 26th of February, with a new topic with Dr. Subramanian Swami and maybe an expert to at 8 p.m. Sunday, like the every Sunday. Thank you once again, Dr. Swami and Mr. Hanish Bagga. We'll be meeting Sunday next. Till then, namaskar.